Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The book, Rare Plants of Texas, from Texas A&M Press, gets up close and personal with, well, rare Texas plants.
There's a lot of different definitions of rare.
Co-author Jackie Poole explains how the book's authors define the term rare.
What we basically use for the book is how many populations of those plants exist out there. So usually our cutoff criteria is 20 populations or fewer, and that's on a worldwide basis, not just in Texas.
Species listed as threatened or endangered by the federal and state government were also included in the 225 plants found in this illustrated field guide.
And a lot of those plants have more than 20 populations known now. They didn't when they were listed, but because they get listed, a lot more attention gets paid to them, a lot more people go out and find populations, so they often end up being less rare than the plants that aren't listed as endangered or threatened.
It's imperative for us to know which plants are the rarest of the rare so we can protect them and their habitat.
Because they're often indicators of something that's going wrong in a particular habitat. And we could pick up on this early on by noticing the rarest individuals in the community suffering first.
Find out more about rare plants in Texas at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.